ever own, guaranteed.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Hudson Taylor, a great missionary, once said, "All God's giants have been weak men who did great things for God because they believed that God would be with them." Again, I'll say it again. Hudson Taylor, the great missionary, rightly said, "All God's giants have been weak men who did great things for God because they believed that God would be with them." Pretty awesome, yeah?
Yeah, he needs to be with us. Especially right now.
Oh, especially in America.
You got it.
No question about it. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and let me tell you what, folks, do we draw them? There is no question. Do we draw the circus? The ground feeders, as we call them. Yep. Folks, if you want to jump on the radio today, you have Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to be a part of this show, the number is 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to hear that in Chinese, Japanese, Spanish, gibberish, or jive, you can go ahead and check it out on a past podcast that we have out there. If you'd like to check it out, again, you'll hear Bradley Dean talking in Chinese, Japanese, Spanish, gibberish, and jive.
What is that? Yup, 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 yup.
Oh, my gosh, folks. Here, this is what the deal is. If I sound a little, you know, outdone or a little exasperated, whatever the word might be. I'm amazed at people. Folks, the things that are going on in this country, what are going on in our world today, the way the media is continuously promulgating lies, wanting you to believe the lies so your enemies with the truth. How they want you to believe what they have to say and what they think rather than what God has to say, and turning you into the enemies of Him. In other words, hate His law, hate His righteousness, hate His holiness, hate His truth. And so in saying that, what I did is I did a little homework today, and because we got some new things coming out. And for those that know, we are national now. We are in over 800 affiliates nationwide from coast to coast. And so with that, these ground feeders that we have, folks, these enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys that don't like the truth, they put you out there like your enemies. And what you do is if people would do their homework and study a little into what people are saying, you'll see there's a whole lot of selective reporting going on. I mean, we even heard recently this week, what was it? Now they're doing guerrilla warfare against Fox News. America, let me ask you a question. Why is that? Why is there guerrilla warfare going on? Because either you believe what this administration says or else. Either you believe what we have to say or else. And if that doesn't work, listen, this is how it works. Let's go to the homosexual agenda for a second, okay? if you look at us the wrong way, us poor victims, then there's something wrong with you. You have no compassion. You have no love. You lack all of it. And if you agree with God, then what we have to do is the homosexual agenda or the liberal agenda. They have to create an image when they know that the mass majority of the American people don't fall for it. They have to create a God that looks just like them. And then you need to, but you have to, first of all, you have to fall in line with not understanding the Word of God just like them. Because at length, those are the ones that will fraternize with these enemies of America. And really, they are anti-American sentiments is what they are all the way through and through. But in saying that, I'm saying that to say this, that either you agree with us, and if you don't agree with us, we'll try to beat up on you if it works. And if we know that too many people still don't agree with us, then we'll play the victim.
Yeah, these compassionate people beat up on others?
That's the point. I mean, can you believe that Bradley Dean is a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he actually preaches out against the sin of homosexuality? Yeah, I know. Let's keep it in there, though. Fornication, sex before marriage, adultery, infidelity between a man and a woman. Let's just leave all that out, but we'll play the victim. We'll highlight the fact that we are victims, and what we'll do is we'll selectively report until people finally side with us. And then once they side with us, then we begin to oppress them. We begin to try to shut them down. We begin to try to criminalize them. See, and that's what's going on nationwide right now. That's why there's supposed guerrilla warfare going on. Folks, you need to understand. I want, Jake, let's just be a little candid here, shall we?
Sure.
Just this morning, when we were going through some of these things, we were looking at some of the people that were out there blogging, what they're saying, what they're doing, and it's just the furthest thing from the truth. I mean, it's not just me. It's not just Jake. It's anybody that stands for anything. They are literally trying to demonize them. Now, folks, what's interesting about it is most of the right, like, for example, we have a problem in public schools. Did you know that 90% of the kids in public schools are from the right, and you're letting less than 10% destroy your children? I don't know if you knew that or not. But, like, when you see all these outlets like Media Matters, the American Independence, George Soros' anti-American sentiments and outlets, he's financing all these. Folks, if you go and check out how many people are actually reading their articles, it's not significant at all. It's very small. It's sickening. You have a bunch of men in governments. You have a bunch of men in public office. You have a bunch of men in the church that are running from these people.
They're terrified.
When, in fact, if you look at how many comments, folks, these people have on their websites, people don't read their outlets. Can I ask you something, America? What in the heck are you running from? What are you afraid of? Well, I heard on the news. So what? Nobody listens to them outlets except probably you. Is that amazing?
They don't even.
Folks, when they come up against righteousness, that's when you stand. Yeah. When they come out against the right men, that shows you that exemplifies that you're a threat to their agenda. I mean, the more people you see ostracize or combat the righteous, you just got to know that there's people out there that don't want you exposing who they really are.
Yep.
And you're seeing this on a massive scale today. Folks, hold your ground, because it's all media. It's all media. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back after this break. We'll continue on that thought. If you'd like to be a part of the show, jump in. It's all open. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message, The Two Pillars, on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You've got Bradley and Jake. It's a beautiful day here in Minnesota. Again, if you want to call in, give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. We want to talk about what it is to be American.
No, wait a second. Can I just read this point? Because I want to stay tied in with what I was saying really quick. That's what I said right before I walked out the door. Folks, what I was talking about prior to this is that the only way that agendas go forth, if they don't have the majority with them, then what they do is they begin to play the victim. And what they'll do is they'll ostracize you as not having enough compassion or enough, you have a lack of love. And I can't believe Bradley Dean is a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, this is going to exemplify what I have to say. Just this week, I just got this, it was 2 days ago. Okay? The Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis has a list of 33 priests accused of sexual abuse involving minors. This is pedophilia. Okay? And it's men with little boys. It's homosexuality. Okay? It's a crime. America, it is a crime against these little children. I go on. But unlike other Roman Catholic archdioceses that have published similar lists in recent years, Milwaukee, Chicago, and Baltimore, among others, has refused to do so. Okay? The archdiocese list has been around for nearly 8 years, and it is the subject of at least one lawsuit filed by a man who has been sexually abused as a teenager by a former Twin Cities area priest. This was just on the news. Okay? They don't want this kind of information out there on Bradley Dean because they know that I'm protecting our kids from these criminal priests. Okay? The question of whether to reveal the priests on a list came into question against the week when St. John's Abbey in Collegeville released the names of 17 monks who have faced credible allegations of sexual abuse or other misconduct. This disclosure was part of a settlement of lawsuits against the Abbey. Oh, I didn't know the law was supposed to cover up crime. I thought the law was there to expose the crime. Romans 3:20. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. That's all it does is expose sin. Lawlessness, 1 John 3:4. But an attorney in Minnesota here who has represented thousands of clergy sex abuse victims and victim rights advocates have pressed to make such a list public for years because doing so helps victims heal, leads others to come forward, and protects children from possible future abuse, they say.
If there's no penalty for one of these predators, one of these sexual predators, then the victim carries that the rest of his life.
That's
not
my
point. To reconcile this, I'm just getting folks to understand, to reconcile this, you have to execute crime by its root. These priests shouldn't just be published in a source. They should be prosecuted criminally and to the fullest extent of the law and not be released again, not be protected, not shifted from one abbey to another abbey.
I didn't know that it was the church's job to cover up the crimes mm-hmm. against God. I didn't know that that was their job. I didn't know that was government's job to cover up crime. I didn't know that that was their job. I thought it was their purpose to enforce it. The laws against crime.
That's right.
Justice is the guardian of liberty. Okay? But what we have here, and this is my point about what I found this morning, is these are homosexual crimes against children. These are pedophiles.
Who's the victim?
Okay, this is out there again, folks. And every time it comes out there, I keep shooting it out there. Because I want you to understand that the homosexuals are playing the victims. Do you understand what I'm saying? They're yeah. playing the victims when these crimes are already against the laws in the United States of America. And what I did is I went and looked at my name today. And I would have you look up my name, Bradley Dean, or go to YouCanRunInternational.com. And I want you to understand, because before 1973, homosexuality was considered a mental illness. When you see the stuff that they say, how they say it, how they selectively report, you're going to begin to understand why they were considered mentally ill. These folks are out of hand. And it's not because of my name. It's because Americans sit back and allow this junk to happen. And every time they cry bullying, every time they cry bigots, what does the American people do?
Cater to it.
But that's what the media pushes through. You better back off. But behind closed doors, every time the homosexuals push their agenda, they lose 10 battles, America. That's what you didn't know.
Forces you to
they
stand.
Don't want you to know what I'm telling you. That's what they do is they demonize, they criminalize anybody that speaks out against their crimes. And what's amazing about it is the government in the United States is allowing them to do it. That's what's incredible. Not only are they allowing it, they're also advocating it through the White House by implementing 124 more homosexuals, overlooking the crimes in the Pentagon for child pornography, and I'm talking about your country, America. What are you running from? Why are you allowing this stuff to go on? Why are you not standing up for your children in public schools and letting them just come in the public schools through any agenda and any name that they want to call it? If it's not Planned Parenthood, then it's called bullying. And they tell you what it's really about, but that's the part people don't want to hear. My gosh, America, stand up for your children, because that's what I am doing. I am standing up. I am fighting for our posterity because I am sick and tired of people running from criminals. And that's what it is. Yet this is right in the paper again. Here, you have this going on in the Catholic Church right now. This was the article. There's lawyers, there's attorneys that are standing up and saying, expose these priests for their pedophile crimes against boys, kids. Put their names out there.
Yep.
Expose them for their crimes. Why are they being covered up, America? Why is it being covered up? This isn't an issue of Catholicism. This is all across the boards. If it's not government, it's all denominations.
Yep.
Why is this happening in this country, folks? Yet it happens. I mean, I don't believe all of them, 33 priests, I'm sorry, have been credibly accused, said one guy. I mean, how many times do they have to be credibly accused and found out for their crimes, and then they're sent somewhere else to be protected so they can commit the crime again to somebody else? It sounds like the bureaucracy. And as I look at these things, folks, what I'm trying to say more than anything is the fact that whenever you stand up against any of these crimes, because the big thing today, folks, the media is really pushing the gay agenda. We've seen it through Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Listen to the name, folks. Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Be deceptive about it. Hide. We see it through DOMA. We just seen in the state of Minnesota where the local senator is now voted for DOMA. In other words, upend the Constitution of the United States and let men marry men and women marry women. I mean, America, don't stand up. Don't say anything. Just keep playing the fool until there's nothing left. And then you're going to understand, because DOMA is all about upending your Constitution. That's what it's about. It's anti-America. These are not only crimes against God. They are crimes against you. They are crimes against your children. And just so you know, for the record, before 1961, it was illegal in every state to commit sodomy. If you were caught in Rhode Island, you would go to prison for up to 21 years. Now they are trying to normalize the crime. And anybody that stands up against it, they want to demonize you. They want to act like you are the enemy to the American people. You are uncompassionate. You lack love. And I can't even believe a preacher would say something like that. You have got to be kidding me, America. Now we understand why grandpa and grandmas and older people love the ministry. Because they get it. They know what it was like to have liberty.
They know the good way.
They know the good way. They know the old past, Jeremiah 6:16.
You know, it puzzles me that it's called a crime against nature. And when they're trying to take that crime that they're committing and turn it into emotional, into the emotional realm. The point is nobody is for people getting picked on. Nobody is for anybody being treated wrongfully. But emotions not based on law is the realm where they want you to operate in, where you're just compassionate and you're fully in your emotional realm without any law basis. That's not going to protect anybody. These predators that you're talking about, these priests, these men who are abusing little boys, they're homosexuals. They're predators. They're not victims. They're predators creating
That's right.
victims. And then once those victims are created, where's the compassion shown to that victim to execute judgment upon that predator? And
That's
again,
right.
I don't want to stop at just a nameless. That's good. We're pushing it. But isn't that pathetic? If that was one of your little boys or little girls, it would be the end of their life and their story. Because you know what these predators do to these victims? They create an end to one of their victims' life and their story. They deal with it the rest of their life.
Yeah.
And as society sits back, because
they need to
whenever
be rehabilitated, Jake, after they commit crimes to 90 little boys.
And so that
they need to be rehabilitated.
So that rehabilitation shows emotion, in the emotions again, it shows compassion on the predator. And that victim has to sit the rest of his life. Money doesn't buy this off. They win a lawsuit, so what? The priest gets shifted on. Judgment needs to happen on that priest who violated that little boy, knew exactly what he was doing. And again, it was a crime against nature.
One more point before the next break. It's also interesting, America, they call it hate speech. Well, wait a second.
Who's hating?
That's who's doing the hating. When you read their articles, you'll find out who's doing the hating. Because what they're trying to teach you to do is hate the law that says what they do is a crime.
That's right.
You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back. We'll talk about what it means to be an American. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just $99. Spring into hell for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body.
Lose weight.
It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember,
if you want it, here it is, come and get it, but you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's GetTheTea.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Just venting a little bit, folks. Just venting. Because me and Jake, again, were on this morning online and just checking stuff out. And we started doing some homework on the libs. We started doing some homework on the immoral, the anti-Americans, because America, that's exactly what they are. They are promoting crimes in your country, mm-hmm. and they are asking you and demanding you and oppressing you to shut down the law and accept them for who they really are.
Yep.
And what they do is they put anybody out there that speaks against them, they put them out there like we need to question them, like we're the ones that got something to hide. No, we're not hiding anything. We're exposing it. Because that's our job as Christians, is to expose darkness. Read Ephesians 5, people.
Yeah. One of the things we brought up, too, is protect the predators, right? So protect those that are doing that which is wrong. And I just, again, growing up in a small town, I'm naive little Jake, thinking, these people just lack knowledge. They just need to be enlightened. They need to see truths and discover them, because when I did, I turned. But the fact is they don't want to. They don't want to turn from knowledge. When they see a little bit of light, all they want to do is attack it. They don't want to embrace it. They don't want to see. They want to stay in the darkness of their caves, and they won't engage you. We were talking about, just before we left off that hour, what is it to be an American? Because this is part of the reason, too. We were just asking the question, where are folks reacting and responding? And I definitely believe they are. Again, the media doesn't grace us with their presence to show us pockets.
And we're talking about the state-run media, folks, is what we're talking about.
And that's what it is. That's what it is. The state-run corporate media, whatever you want to call them. And a lot of them are even owned by conservatives. This cracks me up. Conservative business owners who run liberal businesses because they're making money. I mean, it just cracks me up. They'll say to us, well, you know, we can't really endorse this from a business perspective because, you know, our clients come from all walks of life. Yet you hear them on their soapbox, and all they're doing is complaining about the problems in America, but we can't apply it to our business.
Yeah.
That's why I thank God for Cornerstone. Anyhow, what is it to be an American? What makes you an American? And I want you to answer this question, all of you listening to this, all of you good guys and bad guys, because both sides listen all the time, and all you legislators listening, are you an American? You may serve, you may have taken an oath of office, but are you an American? What is it that makes you an American? Is it where you were born? Is it because it's where you presently live? Does that make you an American? Is it because your social security number, is that how you become an American, because you have an SSN? Or your passport or your driver's license. If you think back when America began, what made you an American back then? They didn't have social security numbers.
That's right.
They didn't have passports.
That's right.
And a lot of them came in as immigrants. So all of these things that we say now make me an American, you know, well, I'm American, I have a social security card, I have a driver's license, that makes me. Those things didn't make you an American when this country came. So let's go back to the organic roots of what it is to be an American. In the late 18th century, was it geography that drew our founders together in a struggle to free themselves against the tyranny of King George? Was it because we had some good land here and it made us really mad that this king was trying to rule over us? It had nothing to do with where we were. America, if you will. That wasn't what made them American, just because they lived on this dirt, if you will. The words of our founders themselves, backed up by many sources, suggest something else. I want you to ponder this. Could it be the men who formed the Declaration of Independence? It was a committee. It wasn't just Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Philip Livingston, Ben Franklin, Roger Sherman. They gave us the document. And as we read through that document, one of our fundamental organic laws in our country, the Declaration of Independence is an organic law. It's where we base the Constitution. It was the preface. What makes us an American? What brought them together was their unity that they were resolved to risk their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor for something important.
Oh, no, Jake.
What was it that they were willing to risk?
You're starting to get into Scripture now.
All right.
Okay.
That's what this is all about,
now
is Scripture.
Now you're ostracizing some of them good conservatives.
Oh, the good conservatives. That's the ones that don't need God, but they're still good?
That's right.
Oh, okay. Yep. So what's their standard of good? Boy, I'd hate to know.
Aren't those kind of
conservatives? I just had a discussion with a gentleman a minute ago, and I said, you know, these next three generations in education, we've got our elementary, we've got our high school, we've got our collegiate. They are being bombarded with socialists. You brought up specifically.
I'm going to read it in a minute here.
Specifically, who is Obama going to campaign to get votes?
The colleges.
Where are the conservatives running from the colleges? We can't be in there. Lines of separation of church and state. They don't like us. The media won't let us in there. So these people, we're going to get three generations of socialist thinkers, or at best, I told this guy, we're going to get a moderate conservative. And you know what a moderate conservative? He is yesterday's liberal. He's trying to catch up. He's saying to the liberals, just hold on, guys. We can't move that fast. Just give me a couple more times to get voted in, and I'll be there with you. But just give me a chance. That's what these conservatives that say that they're good without God are. They're always going to shift towards that which is wrong.
Well, let's put it this way. Whatever the media, the state-run media today is promulgating as far as what is bad and what is good, folks, look at the opposite direction. As to what they say is what is good and what is bad. Those that are being persecuted through the state-run media, those are the good guys. Those are the ones that are fighting for you, America.
Look at the smiles. Look at those
guys. And you know what? All the conservatives agree with you until some of these liberal outlets write an article about you that have a whole 10 or 13 comments if they're lucky.
And then they blush and they say, wow, I got to stop hanging around with those guys. This is getting me in trouble.
You better watch out for them guys. I mean, they really mean what they say. I mean, those guys are really out there fighting, but I just can't handle any of that bad media. Not knowing the bad media is the very what's the point here? That's the very exemplification. That's the distinction that shows you are doing the right thing, like Jesus said.
That's like the ordainment that bad media.
Blessed are those that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Does that sound like some of your conservative Bibles, folks? Blessed are those that are hated for my name's sake. Does that sound like the Bible? No, they like the people that everybody's okay with.
But that'll hurt
the
party.
And how is it that everybody can be okay with them? Doesn't the Bible say something like, Woe unto them when all men speak well of them, for so did their fathers of the false prophets.
How can they walk together unless they be agreed?
I don't know. Amos 3:3, and I guess the spirit of the world today is this, is I guess, you know, persecute the living ones, America, and just go ahead and praise the dead ones.
That's right.
Because I'll tell you what, the ones that everybody are getting along with, they're the problem.
Yep.
They're the problem. They're the ones that are not standing up for you. They are the ones that are going with the flow, and they are not, listen, they don't stand for something, they fall for everything, and guess what? That's why everybody likes them, because they fall for everything.
Which brings
they're worthless. They're good for nothing.
Which brings us down, and that's Samuel Adams speak. That's the spirit of Christ through our founders. That's what we're talking about. That's what they were talking about. What brought them together was their common faith and their commitment to act boldly on that faith. Look, they believed. Many people, including these conservatives we're talking about, do believe, but in darkness. They don't want to come forth and bring a commitment to what they believe. Oh, I can't commit. Oh, guys, that's really great preaching. I'm glad. I want to put that on my iPod, but let's keep it there.
We see Bradley Dean, and I know we have a couple of them on the radio right now. We see Bradley Dean out there taking the shots all the time. But I'm just not willing to go ahead and do that, you know? And I'm in the position that the people actually voted me in to do something about the problem.
Yeah, well.
We'll run behind Bradley Dean and we'll just, you know what, we'll criticize him with the left when it needs to be done. And, you know, when the right's praising Bradley Dean, then all right for Bradley Dean. But, you know, in between that, I'm just kind of one of those in-between kind of guys.
Yeah,
you know,
I can play both sides,
kind
right?
Of a guy. Yeah.
I can play both sides.
Isn't this America?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't what I'm talking about? America, how many times have I said this? You have a left because the right doesn't do the right all the time.
Yep.
That's too extreme. No, it is not. That's called fighting for who we are as Americans.
And that's the starting line. What was it? What was their commitment? What was Thomas Jefferson's commitment? Benjamin Franklin, Roger Sherman. Who were these men?
Jake,
I'm just talking specifically
to
those that read the document.
Our forefathers, they had a bed of roses in front of them.
They went along to get along. I know.
They did.
I know. Sure, they made deals with King George.
Guys, if you read the Declaration of Independence like I just did again,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this administration has surpassed King George.
Oh, yeah.
And most Americans are out there trying to figure out where they're going to go on vacation next week.
And they've got a right to check this government without getting their heads lopped off, and they won't even do that.
No, and they don't realize that there's 303 million of them out there, and you got less than 3% of the American people that's all behind this. And by the way, America, just a key note, it's even foreigners taking their money illegally,
that's right,
going through the media and establishing outlets in your country to try to get you to think their way.
Now, that reminds me of Scripture in the book of Deuteronomy when it says, those that are unrighteous, listen, moderates, those that are unrighteous, those that don't keep the commandments of the God. He's not talking about the wicked heathens that are dancing around in idolatrous fires and worshiping Baal. He's talking about those that are breaking the law. They will flee when no man pursues.
Yes.
I just can't.
Part of the curse.
So what did our framers bond together on? They said there is a God. G-O-D. There is a God, a creator God. It's in the Declaration.
Ephesians 4:5. There is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling.
One
Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ.
Amen. One
That's
God.
What our forefathers knew and adhered to.
Singular.
Right there.
Singular. The Judeo-Christian God. There is a God. A creator God. They said our rights come from him. I just love it when people start talking about rights. You know, well, we've got this right. I've got the right to freedom of speech. I can curse on the air. I can do this. I can do that. It's my rights. You're violating my rights. Okay, where do your rights come from? You got to go back to step one that was laid out in the Declaration. That Thomas Jefferson, that great... Let me just kind of burst somebody's bubble
here
really
quick. We
hold
these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights.
So our rights come from our Creator. Just listen to this, okay? Thomas Jefferson on Friday, January 1st, 1802, writes a letter to the Danbury Baptist Church, ensuring them that there's a wall of separation between church and state. And this is why he said that, to keep the church protected from the state. Now, 2-3 days later, guess where Thomas Jefferson went? Thomas Jefferson goes to church 3 days later in the national capital. So if we were supposed to take religion out of the Capitol.
Wasn't that the guy that Thomas Jefferson, isn't that the guy that was the president of the United States and president of public schools, and he mandated two books, and one was the Bible, and the other one was the
Watts Hymnals.
Watts Hymnals. Folks, the word rights means this: conformity to truth or to the divine will. Webster's 1828. So where do your rights come from? Webster told you. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We'll take these calls right after this break. If you'd like to be a part of the show, now's the time. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Jake, finish off that point real quick, and then what we're going to do is take these calls.
What made you an American when America was putting its roots into the ground here in this country? There is a God, a creator God. Our rights come from Him. And they said the purpose of government is to protect and defend these God-given rights. What makes us an American? They didn't say, well, pagans and heathens can come be American. They said that we have to believe there is a God, that our rights come from Him, and the purpose of government is to protect and defend these God-given rights. Folks,
them
how many
too.
Politicians...
Them
how many,
too!
How, that's right.
Yes.
And how many political folks are American? If that's the standard, that you must believe there is a God, that our rights come from Him, and that the purpose of government is to protect these God-given rights. How many people serving in office are an American? How many of you listening right now are an American? If that's the three prerequisites which they're founded in, the organic law, the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, can I
now we don't have very many Americans.
Yeah. Can I go to that? Remember a couple weeks back we were talking about prayer in the Senate?
Yep.
You know, one of these liberal outlets, by the way, said was that pastor?
Oh yeah.
Was that pastor?
Oh, this is good.
What he prayed, was that legal in the state of Minnesota?
So
was it legal for him to pray? See how it's suggestive questioning?
Yeah. So
they want you to put in question the law.
Yeah.
That's what they want you to put
in
question.
Was it legal?
See, and the reason they continuously do this is because you don't bring the law down on their crimes.
That's right. You don't exalt the law, so then people get foggy. They don't know what the law is. God gave us our rights. God gave us our law. So if God enters into the picture, is that against the law? That would make
no. It's
so
the law that they don't like, because that a law applies to them, yep, through the people as well. We the people has meaning here. Hello, we got Gordon in Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake.
Yeah, I just kind of disagree with you on the point that the people aren't fighting back anymore.
Okay.
I think they are. I mean, you look at Wisconsin. They're recalling those 8 senators, and they've already got 1 recalled, and the other 7 seems like it's a guarantee. Fox News is losing ratings. It feels like people are starting to figure it out and fight back.
Well, I never said that the American people were losing the battle. What I'm trying to do here is get people understanding as to what's going on out there, because we have people, firsthand experience of people that are in government that are afraid to stand for anything, because if they do, they might get persecuted by one of these little tiny outlets in the state of Minnesota here, and then they run with their tail tucked between their legs. So I'm in agreement with you, Gordon. I'm just trying to exemplify what I'm seeing. As to, you know, we got to get the rest of the troops involved, is my point.
We want to provoke the fence walkers. I want to just read a quote by Samuel Adams. He said this, and he was constantly a political irritant, if you will. He was an agitator. He was pushing all the time, Gordon. So it's not, this negative brings a positive, because it's going to prod those that have the potential to lead, because they do, and they're sitting in office right now, and they're befuddled. They don't know what to do. They don't want to take a side because they feel that they may alienate the other side. We're prodding them to say, no, you need to take a side,
because the people are standing behind you.
And we're behind you.
That's right.
Samuel Adams said, if you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude, than the animating contest of freedom, go from us in peace. We ask not your counsels or arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains sit lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that ye were our countrymen. Now, at that particular time, a majority of America was supporting the independence. So what he's doing is he's prodding those to say, listen, what are you doing up there in your confusion? Get off the fence. Let's get on the same page and move forward together.
And I think it's great, Gordon, that you called in, and I'll give you the last word, only to encourage those that we're speaking to.
Well, that's just it. I think that, you know, right now what we're seeing around the country with the protests, we saw it over in England where it's 500,000 showing up. And I think the politics are becoming more to the people. They're taking it to the street. And, you know, I think it's going to just get worse or better, I guess, as you move forward in the next 6 months.
Amen. Yeah,
liberty is catching.
Gordon's in total agreement. Total agreement. Gotcha. Next call, we got John again from Minnesota. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Yes, I like your program. It's interesting. As when I hear a lot of people talking about the country, the past of the country, and the Christianity of the country, I appreciate that, and that's important. But I need to hear about, in the context of, I just keep going back to slavery, how this horrible, wicked sin of slavery was tolerated so long in the United States. I would only compare it equally or maybe a little less than the wickedness that occurred in Nazi Germany. How could anybody that claims they love Jesus Christ, that they look to God as their Savior, how could such a wicked sin be occurring in the middle of the country that we're still reaping the ramifications of bitterness over the sins of the fathers that some of the, I don't know, the founding fathers, but it was intricate in the country in the time of the founding of the country. How could it have been so overlooked for so many years? Why did it take so long to stop it?
John, that's a great point, and I want to say this. Many of our founders said the same thing. Many men that signed the Declaration of Independence said the exact same thing. Benjamin Franklin and Benjamin Rush, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but they formed the first anti-slavery society in 1774 when King George mandated slavery. It was this was treasonous to speak this way. This was treasonous to speak this way against slavery, but many of our founders stood against it, and they made the way for slaves to become free in America.
As a matter of fact, even Abigail Adams, John Adams' wife, even thought that the Revolutionary War was reaping what they had sowed into slavery. John Adams, Abigail Adams, George Washington, a lot of these people were in agreement as to what you're saying. Now, some people might say, well, why did George have slaves then? Mm-hmm. Or why did Thomas Jefferson have slaves?
Which, well, he freed them.
That's right.
Most of his slaves he was given when he was 14. Listen, that problem was inherited by a lot of folks in America, a lot of our founders. It was inherited by Britain. The Pilgrims did not bring slaves over here. Those Christian Puritans of New England did not bring slaves over here. But I'll tell you what, they dealt with it. Mm-hmm. And those that refused to deal with it were judged. We saw that through wars. There was not a household in our country that didn't experience bloodshed through those god-awful travesty wars. The purpose here that we need to learn is slavery is an abomination. It always has been. There's no justification for it.
And I want to answer John that. That's John, I want you to hear me clearly, and I want everybody to hear me. It's a lack of Christianity.
You got that right.
Don't blame Christians when you see a lack of Christianity. Mm-hmm. I mean, you hear that all the time. Well, they blame Christ for this, and look at those Christians, and look at those Christians, look at all the bad things they do, and they're hypocrites, and they're this, and they're that. Wait a second. Folks, that's a lack of Christianity.
That's right.
Jesus rebuked them for the same things that you're mad at them for.
It was the Christians who brought an end to these things. False Christians generally start the problem, those that profess to know Christ. They generally start the problems throughout all of the world. But those real Christians are the one that brings resolve to those problems. The real ones, the light, that's where Christ brings his power in through by his spirit that's quickened. And they do an end and they eradicate that. So it was the real Christians that brought an end to those things in our country. Thank you for bringing up that point. It's a bitter contention. But again, we inherited those issues.
Yes.
We inherited slavery. And the Christians of our country made a way to eradicate it. And we're still taking great strides towards that. There's no doubt it's been a blemish. And we can continue to move on in the spirit of Christ because we're all of one blood.
We are.
We're all of one blood.
I mean, one of my greatest heroes is Martin MLK, man. Right. Martin Luther King. I mean, we spent time with, I think, Samuel Kyle, who was with him when he was shot, actually. We spent time with Andrew Young, I'm sorry, out in Atlanta, the former mayor of Atlanta. Great guys, guys. There's nothing negative that you can find with Martin Luther King as to what he was advocating because we stand behind him 100%. And if you go to youcanruninternational.com, you can see that we have an assorted colors in this ministry. So
all shapes and colors.
And so did the forefathers. I think one of the points, too, about what he was talking about, even with Thomas Jefferson, he called the 117 slaves that he had, he called 117 souls. He considered them to be family. He even armed his slaves.
Yeah, you don't give guns to a slave that's treated poorly. George Washington freed his slaves. He inherited most of them when he was 14. I'm not justifying any of this topic. Robert E. Lee, for crying out loud, was a general for the Confederate States of America. He was the commander-in-chief. He had slaves, but he was for abolition, for freeing slaves. This has been a contention all through the ages, but Christians need to stop catering to issues, not just slavery, all around all of our issues, and say, well, another man will deal with that. We need to stand on these issues and stand firm on them and be Christians and walk those things
out. And by the
way,
Thomas Jefferson, in his hypocrisy, did say that.
This is a battle for another generation.
That's right. He did.
And so generations should be taking it up, and they did take that up, and they got rid of it. I wanted to bring up something. This is along the topic because we're talking
about
God's
law. Folks, again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, we love having you. This is your radio show, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747.
I got an email some time ago. I don't even recall who it was from, but he basically wrote this thing. It's one of those deals where they put jokes on it. And he wrote the topic of the Ten Commandments. He said the real reason we can't have, and this is one of those things they send out to people, the real reason that we can't have the Ten Commandments posted in a courthouse is this, that you cannot post, thou shall not steal, thou shall not commit adultery, and thou shall not lie in a building full of lawyers, judges, and politicians. It creates a hostile work environment.
I got a question then, Jake. What are they doing in court?
Yeah, they're all over the courts. But the
What was the law that the lawyer incited to say someone is guilty of that law? I'm just curious. This is how ridiculous it is, America. Yes.
And so the point here is I'm thinking, okay, this is a joke, ha-ha, funny. Lawyers, judges, and politicians lie, cheat, and steal. Why are they there then?
Yes.
It's not really a joke. The joke's on us.
I don't think it's funny.
It's not funny. So what's the Ten Commandments?
What's that smirk doing on your face, huh?
Ow!
What's up? Dude!
I'll stop!
Okay. I'll knock that stuff off. We'll come back with these calls again, folks. This is your day. 1-866-233-0747.